This is the Albert Mohler Program, your place for intelligent Christian conversation about the issues that matter. To get online, call toll-free nationwide, 1-877-893-TALK. That's 1-877-893-8255. Sitting in for Dr. Mohler today, Russell Moore. Dr. Moore is Dean of the School of Theology at the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary and Director of the Carl Henry Institute for Evangelical Engagement. Now, here's your host for today, Dr. Russell Moore.
It's not worth a pitcher of warm spit. That's what Vice President John Nance Garner said about the vice presidency back in 1932. Wonder if it's still the case. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler, and this is the Albert Mohler Program, and we're talking about that warm spit today because we're talking about the issue of the vice presidency, and does it matter? There's a lot of chatter going on right now about who the vice presidential nominees will be in either party. What I'm interested in is whether or not it will matter in terms of your vote. Is there anybody that Barack Obama or John McCain could select that would change the way that you would see this presidential election, especially since both Obama and McCain are trying to get you? Both of them are trying to get the votes of evangelical Christians, of traditional Christian voters in the United States of America. They're appearing on platforms with Rick Warren. They both have people who are paid full-time to try to interact and find out what people like you, you right now, listening to the radio right now, what you want. My question is there any vice presidential candidate that you would say, yeah, you know what? If Barack Obama chose that guy or that gal, I'd vote for him. If John McCain chose this person, I'd vote for him. Or is there anybody that you would say, you know what, if John McCain chose this candidate, I would not vote for him. If Barack Obama chose this candidate, I would change my mind about him. Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. Both candidates right now have focus groups going, trying to find out what the American public would think about who they might pick for vice president. Let's just have our own focus group here today. Let me know what you think, 877-893-8255. Will the vice presidency matter to you? The reason why that's so important right now as it relates to evangelical Christians is because there is a lot of discussion going on that it will matter to you. So there are, for instance, some who suggest that if Barack Obama chooses Virginia Governor Tim Kaine, for instance, somebody who spent a lot of time on the mission field as a Roman Catholic missionary, somebody who speaks a lot, talks a lot about his faith, somebody who is personally, as he puts it, pro-life, that'll persuade some evangelical Christian voters to vote for Barack Obama. There are others who say, you know, if John McCain chooses Mitt Romney, then evangelical Christians aren't going to vote for him because he's a Mormon. And so you have, for instance, Tim LaHaye suggesting that if it's Romney, evangelicals are going to stay home. What about you? Could you vote for a Mormon on the ticket? What if John McCain chose a pro-abortion rights candidate like former Governor Tom Ridge of Pennsylvania? Would you be able to cast a ballot for a candidate for president who's pro-life, but a candidate for vice president who's pro-abortion? Will that matter? Will that sway your vote at all? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. And let me know what you think about the vice presidential picks. Will it matter at all in your mind or in the minds of the people you know? Maybe you say, you know, as I look at my neighbors, I really think that a candidate that makes Barack Obama look friendlier to evangelicals just might do it, or not. 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. And let's talk about the vice presidential nominees, who they'll be, and will it matter to you? But first, in the news today, Barack Obama has said that inflated tires would equal oil generated from drilling. Speaking in Springfield, Missouri, this is what he had to say.
There are things that you can do individually, though, to save energy. Making sure your tires are properly inflated. Simple thing. But we could save all the oil that they're talking about getting off drilling if everybody was just inflating their tires and getting regular tune-ups. You could actually save just as much.
Just as easy as that. And Senator John McCain has said that Barack Obama will be a pro-war candidate. That's right. Barack Obama will be a pro-war candidate. As a matter of fact, McCain suggests that Obama's policies will lead to another war in Iraq. This is what he had to say.
On Iraq, Senator Obama says he wants peace, but even today he opposes the surge strategy that succeeded in Iraq and will succeed in Afghanistan. His policy of unconditional withdrawal, regardless of the facts on the ground, which our highest-ranking military officer, Admiral Mullen, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said would be very dangerous, his policy could result in renewed violence and a third Iraq war. I hate war. I know it costs better than many. I'm going to end this war, but when I bring our troops home, they will come home with victory, leaving Iraq secured as a democratic ally in the Arab heartland.
And Senator Obama responded today to that ad that John McCain is running. I don't think anybody could have predicted that John McCain would actually have an ad featuring Paris Hilton and Britney Spears, but he sure did, suggesting that Barack Obama is just another celebrity and kind of an empty suit like Paris Hilton and Britney Spears. Sorry if you're a Paris Hilton and Britney Spears fan. Actually, I'm not really all that sorry. These really aren't intellectual heavyweights in American culture. And he suggests Barack Obama's just like that. Barack Obama did appreciate that too much. So today in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, this is what he had to say.
You'd think that we'd be having a serious debate. But so far, we've been hearing about is Paris Hilton and Britney Spears. I do have to ask my opponent, is that the best you can come up with? Is that really what this election's about? Is that what is worthy of the American people?
We'll see. And Alaska Senator Ted Stevens has pleaded not guilty to charges that he lied about accepting more than $250,000 worth of gifts. And he says he wants his trial before the November elections for obvious reasons. And a disturbing report that more women than ever are donating their eggs to make ends meet. Across the country, fertility centers have seen a surge, according to Fox 5 in Las Vegas television station, seen a surge in donors and surrogates, especially in repeat donors. It says that the donors in the area can make around $7,000 and the surrogates can make anywhere from $20,000 to $30,000. That's what Nancy Block, who is the founder of the Center for Egg Options, has to say. And we'll be talking a little bit more tomorrow about some of the issues that are being raised in this kind of brave new world of technology when it comes to the longing for a child. But this is kind of a sad report. It's sad at so many levels, at the way that we see ourselves as products to be bought and sold. We'll talk about that a little bit more tomorrow. But today, we're talking about if you turn on the television at any, just about any channel, you're going to see a discussion about who will be chosen as vice president. Rumors emerge every couple of days that one or the other of the candidates is about to choose someone. Right now, the speculation centers on Tim Kaine, the governor of Virginia, as a possible running mate for Barack Obama. Although I have to tell you, I've been watching this for a long time, and I have never seen anyone on a short list for vice president who is willing to talk about it this much. Somebody who's willing to go and hold press conferences and go on Charlie Rose and talk about this and have it discussed over and over and over again makes me wonder if this isn't some type of a decoy and we're not about to see something else. But who knows? A lot of speculation in that direction. A lot of speculation that John McCain is going to choose in his vice presidential pick whether or not he wants to play to evangelical voters with a strongly pro-life traditionalist conservative candidate like Sarah Palin or Bobby Jindal, or whether he wants to instead assert his independence from the right wing of the Republican Party and choose somebody he's comfortable with but may not be suitable to traditionalist conservative voters, somebody like a Tom Ridge. You know, James Dobson said last week in this interview with Dr. Moeller about the presidential candidates that he was not endorsing John McCain yet. He said, I'm not going to endorse John McCain yet, but I might. And he says one of the things he's going to have to look at is who John McCain chooses as a running mate. I want to know, that matters to James Dobson. How much does it matter to you? Are your votes going to be influenced at all by who the vice presidential candidate is? Do you think your neighbor's votes will be influenced at all by this? And do you think evangelical Christians ought to care? Should we say, let's find the least bad candidate and vote for him? Or are there circumstances in which you would say, you know what, if my candidate chooses this person, I'm staying home, or I'm voting the other way? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. And let's talk about the vice presidency. This is Russell Moore, sitting in for Albert Mohler, and this is the Albert Mohler Program.
The Superior Gold Group, a precious metals firm, is proud to sponsor the Albert Mohler Program. You can get more information about buying gold at 866-432-8656.
Welcome back to the Albert Mohler Program. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler. Not long ago, I was driving behind a car that had an old Mondale Ferraro bumper sticker on it, and I thought to myself, you know, I can see kind of holding on to the glory days of something, but Mondale Ferraro? Dole Kemp? I mean, there are a lot of really unmemorable presidential campaigns out there, but even some of them had a little moment of excitement with a vice presidential pick, such as Geraldine Ferraro, the first woman candidate for vice president of the United States, first female candidate on a national ticket. It created a lot of energy and buzz, but it didn't help. Walter Mondale lost 49 states, carrying Minnesota and the District of Columbia, and that's it. Do you think that the vice presidential picks of Barack Obama or John McCain, will it have anything to do with whether or not your mind is changed or the mind of your neighbors, your fellow evangelical Christians around you? Do you think that the vice presidency is going to matter? And what I mean by that is, are there any circumstances in which you would say, you know what, if my candidate, whoever it is, if my candidate chooses, say, a Mormon, say, a pro-abortion candidate, say, fill in the blank, I'm staying home, or I'm voting the other way. Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. Or do you say, hey, I'm voting for my candidate. I don't care who is named. I don't care if Paris Hilton is named as the vice presidential nominee. I'm voting for my candidate. I want to know why. Do you think it ought to matter to us? 877-893-8255. But first, I have on the line two very familiar voices to listeners of the Albert Mohler Program, Marvin Olasky, who is the editor-in-chief of World Magazine. He's also the provost of the King's College in New York City and professor of journalism at the University of Texas. And Richard Land, who is president of the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission and host of the radio program For Faith and Family and Richard Land Live, and author of The Divided States of America, What Liberals and Conservatives Are Missing in the God and Country Shouting Match. Professor Olasky and Dr. Land, welcome to the Albert Mohler Program.
Thank you.
Well, good to be with you. Hello, Marvin. How are you?
Doing fine, Richard. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
You know, I'd like to start us off talking about the Democrats for a moment. You know, Barack Obama is trying to reach out to evangelical Christians. From everything that we understand, he wants to be seen as a very mainstream, faith-friendly candidate. And right now, there's a list of short-list possibilities that we're all hearing speculated about in the press. Of course, it could always be someone that we've not heard mentioned, but names like Tim Kaine, the governor of Virginia, Evan Bayh, senator from Indiana and former governor there, Joe Biden, who is, of course, a longtime senator from Delaware, Kathleen Sebelius, the governor of Kansas, and former Senator Sam Nunn of Georgia, a list of names. Professor Olasky, when you look at the kinds of candidates that are being mentioned for Barack Obama, and you were advising him the way you advised George W. Bush in an informal kind of a way, what would you tell him to look for?
Well, he needs to pick up some crucial states, and that's why Kaine, for example, from Virginia, is high up on the list. I mean, that's a state that he could pick off. And we've seen, we certainly saw in the 2000 race, how one state makes a difference, in that case actually with one electoral vote. So I think he's going to be looking for someone who can help him win one of those battleground states. And I think he can do that because he's fairly well ideologically defined. At least people in the Democratic Party certainly know where he stands. He's has a far-left voting record, and that's very attractive to a lot of those folks. In a way, McCain's choice is more difficult and more interesting because McCain's all over the place. He's pretty unpredictable in lots of ways, and that'll be more of a clue to which way he's heading or which way he thinks he has to head, as opposed to Obama, who seems pretty much on a line to dominate liberal politics.
Now, Richard Land, you have put yourself in the place of a liberal Democratic candidate before. I remember when Bill Clinton was in the middle of his scandal, you suggested that President Clinton resign, that Al Gore appoint Jimmy Carter as his vice president for reasons to restore kind of a sense of integrity to the Republic and so forth. I'd like you to do that right now and pretend that you are an advisor to Barack Obama. Who would you tell him to go with?
Well, I would tell him that he desperately needs experience, foreign policy experience, and preferably military gravitas on the ticket with him. So I would argue against a Tim Kaine. I mean, Tim Kaine's been governor of Virginia for 3 years. Senator Obama's been a senator for 2 years. That's 5 years of experience. I think that he needs to, go. If he wants a Virginian, you ought to go after Webb, who's a Vietnam War hero, former Secretary of the Navy, and a senator from Virginia, or he could go for a Sam Nunn and try to put Georgia in play. But he desperately needs to get someone, an older head, a grayer head. In some ways, what Bush did when he picked Cheney, who had been Secretary of Defense and had been Chief of Staff.
Do either of you see any possibility of Hillary Clinton being on the ticket?
Only if he's behind. If he can, right now he's had a little bit of a slip in the polls. If he comes into the he's getting ready for the Democratic convention. He's 5 points behind McCain. Out of desperation, he might pick her, but that's the only way he would do it.
And it would be desperation and very foolish of him. And so far he's been pretty savvy politically.
Now, do either of you think that Barack Obama could choose a candidate for vice president that would make a difference for evangelical Christian voters? Is he really going to be able to make a dent in that voting constituency?
No.
Yeah, and so far he hasn't. There was a Pew Foundation survey last week that showed that right now McCain versus Obama is very similar to Bush versus Gore in 2000.
Yeah, that's very interesting, Marvin. You know, that poll shows that McCain's support has dropped some from where Bush was, but Obama hadn't picked it up.
Right.
Kerry had 25% at this point in 2004, and Obama's got 25%.
You know, but that's not at all the caricature right now. The caricature is that there is a younger wave of evangelical Christians who are going to be voting for Barack Obama, the Relevant magazine crowd.
Yeah, that's a fantasy. They must have gotten that when they were having some glossolalia.
Okay, all right.
I think that's right. That there's a certain fascination, particularly among younger evangelicals, concerning Obama. But one of the interesting and rewarding things right now is that the younger evangelicals are as pro-life as the older ones, and sometimes even more so. And when they look at Obama's record on abortion, they're not going to vote for him.
All right, well, what do you think? Do you think that there is anything that either of these candidates could do when it comes to choosing a vice presidential nominee that would change the way you think about the election? Is there a candidate that you say, if John McCain chooses this candidate, I'm not voting for him, I don't care how pro-life I am? Is there a candidate that you say, if Barack Obama chooses this candidate, I might be willing to give him another look. I might be willing to consider it. Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. Do you think that the vice presidential candidate is going to matter at all when you and your neighbors decide how you're going to vote this November? 877-893-8255. We'll be back in a couple of minutes when I'm going to ask Professor Olasky and Richard Land about John McCain. Could John McCain lose that evangelical support by picking a Mormon or by picking a pro-choice politician? Would it matter to you? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler, and this is the Albert Mohler Program.
listening to the Albert Mohler Program, your place for intelligent Christian conversation about the issues that matter. To get on the line, call toll-free 1-877-893-TALK. That's 1-877-893-8255. Or go to www.albertmohler.com and email your questions and comments. Here again is your guest host, Dr. Russell Moore.
The Vice President of the United States isn't exactly the most exciting office in the world. It's not the most visible office in the world, depending, of course, upon who's sitting in that chair. Will it matter to you this November when you vote? Is there a candidate that you say, you know what, if this candidate's on the ticket, I'm not voting for that ticket? Or is there a candidate that you say, you know what, if this guy or this lady is on the ticket, I'm voting enthusiastically? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. If you were advising Barack Obama and John McCain, if you want to reach people like me, and you're thinking through who your vice president ought to be, this is who it should be, this is who it should not be. Give me a call, 877-893-8255, and let me know what you think about the vice presidential pick. First, have on the line Richard Land, who is president of the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission of the Southern Baptist Convention, represents the nation's largest Protestant denomination in the public square. And we also have on the line Marvin Olasky, who is editor-in-chief of World Magazine and is a longtime observer and participant in the nation's political process. Professor Olasky and Dr. Land, when it comes to John McCain, you know, Tucker Carlson famously said that John McCain looks like the guy in everybody's neighborhood who's saying, "You kids get off my lawn." And I think that's, I think there's some truth to that. What should he do with his vice presidential pick to give the ticket a little boost?
Well, first of all, I think his vice presidential pick makes a whole lot more difference than Obama's does.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that if he picks a pro-life running mate, he helps himself. If he picks a pro-choice running mate, he hurts himself badly. I think there'll be several million evangelicals who won't vote. They'll just not vote in this election if he picks a pro-choice running mate, because that will be a signal to them that the pro-life issue will not be a high priority issue for him. I think he needs to pick a pro-life candidate. I think he needs to pick someone who is younger, but not so much younger that it causes a stark contrast. I'm going to give you an outside-the-box pick.
Okay.
Eric Cantor. Eric Cantor is the fourth person in the House leadership. He is a congressman from Richmond, Virginia. He would help to hold Virginia. He is 100% pro-life voting record, solid social conservative, and the only Jewish Republican in the House. I'm told by my Jewish friends that if McCain put Cantor on the ticket with him against Obama, that it would help tremendously with the Jewish vote, which could be determinative in Pennsylvania, in New Jersey, and Florida.
Professor Olasky, what do you think?
Well, that's a very good outside-the-box suggestion, and it's true. That could be very useful in Pennsylvania. Maybe a little bit too far outside the box for reality, although I hope that Richard's outside the box gets inside the box. What you hear a lot about is Tom Ridge for Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be disastrous with pro-life folks. I mean, Tom Ridge has been a pro-abort. I think Richard's exactly right. That would lose him a couple of million evangelical votes. The guy who's much better, both because he's pro-life, social conservative, and has been very successful in a blue state, Minnesota, that he could bring possibly into McCain's camp, is Tim Pawlenty. So that's of the inside the box folks who are being talked about. I guess he's my choice right now.
Richard Land, last year you and I were on this program talking about Rudy Giuliani when he was still a serious presidential candidate, and both of us agreed if he were the Republican nominee, we would not vote for him.
That's right.
What about if John McCain chooses Tom Ridge or any other pro-abortion candidate? Should pro-life evangelical Christians vote for that candidate, vote for that ticket?
Well, I think that even if he picked a Tom Ridge, that many evangelicals would say, well, I'll still pick a third-class fireman over a first-class arsonist. But it would hurt. It would hurt. There's no question. I mean, I know people personally who would not vote for McCain if he picked a pro-choice running mate.
Professor Olasky, do you think evangelicals would stay home if John McCain picks a Mormon?
Some would, but again, I think the larger issue in the campaign is going to be Obama, not McCain, and people will be voting either for or against him.
All right. Thank you, Richard Land and Marvin Olasky. I want to hear from you. Will the vice presidential pick matter to you? Would you stay home or not vote for John McCain if he picked a Mormon, if he picked a pro-abortion candidate? Should it matter to us? Will it matter to your neighbors? Give me a call at 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler, and this is the Albert Mohler Program.
The Superior Gold Group, a precious metals firm, is proud to sponsor the Albert Mohler Program. You can get more information about buying gold at 866-432-8656.
I grew up right outside of New Orleans, Louisiana, and I will never forget seeing New Orleans on the news when George Bush the Elder made his vice presidential pick, and it was Dan Quayle. And boy, was that an interesting next few weeks as Dan Quayle was pilloried, actually several more years after that. Does the vice presidential pick matter to you? When you're looking at the candidates, do you agree with our guests a few minutes ago that if John McCain chooses a pro-abortion candidate, that people like you are going to sit home? Or will you say, you know what, I'm just going to hold my nose and vote for the candidate I like, regardless of who the vice president is? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. Would it matter to you if the vice presidential nominee of either party is a Mormon? Could be. 877-893-8255. Should that disturb evangelical Christians? 877-893-8255. Let me hear from you. What do you think? Will it matter to you? We have Doug on the line calling from Indiana. Doug, welcome to the Albert Mohler Program.
Thanks, Dr. Moore. I appreciate you taking my call.
Glad to. What do you think about this issue?
Well, actually, I want to preface what I have to say with recognition of a paraphrase of Isaiah 46, where God sets up kings and kingdoms. So mm-hmm. I'll prayerfully be considering what I'm about to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
But at this point, there's no one that I'm interested in voting for right now. For a lot of evangelical Christians, I believe that who John McCain picks will have a direct bearing on whether or not we do, as Richard Land indicated, stay at home and not vote. Or in my case, I think the local elections are more important. I'll still will go out and vote, but will withhold my vote from the national presidential
now,
election.
Now, why, Doug?
Why is it that I will withhold my vote?
Yeah.
Is it that in my lifetime, and I'm approaching 50, I've seen a decrease in the quality of candidates election cycle after election cycle. And I just, again, prayerfully considering whether or not voting is the best thing for me to do, if maybe just withdrawing my vote in terms of saying to both parties, we've had enough of these quality candidates and we're not interested in supporting the system as it is anymore. You guys need to wake up and recognize that there are a lot of us out there that feel that way to the point where we're willing to withdraw and withhold our vote.
Well, Doug, I could see that if you're dealing with a business where you say, if we just don't buy your product, you're going to have to shut down and come up with something else. But somebody's going to be elected president in November, you know?
Maybe that is true. Absolutely, that is true. But part of my conscience says that I cannot be a part to putting either of these candidates in office without some sort of other inducement. And
okay.
I would say to you that that makes the vice presidential candidate on McCain's part important part of the equation that I'm considering.
Okay, so what would he need to do for you to get your vote and the votes of people like you?
Well, it appears to me that McCain has for a long time distanced himself from the evangelical Christians. And he's still doing that, and he's made no bones about that.
Mm-hmm.
I think in order for him to have an opportunity to win some of the evangelical vote back, that he will have to find a candidate that is going to be someone who is going to be tasteful to most evangelicals. And that is a conservative position that, by and large, based on McCain's history and his voting record in Congress, that's going to be a tough sell for him to try to take on. I think that Dr. James Dobson has kind of backed himself into a corner originally, stating that he was not interested in voting for John McCain, and now you're starting to hear some rumblings that he may be backing away from that position a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know whether his support of McCain and his vote for McCain would be two different things. That's between James and his God, but that's not the position I'm going to put myself in. I don't want to come out and say that I won't vote for someone, but it will depend very, very significantly for me who the vice presidential candidate will be.
Well, do you agree with Doug? Is it going to matter to you who the vice presidential pick is? 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. Do you think that you might say, you know, depending upon who this running mate is, I might just stay home. I might just boycott the whole process. You know, the thing about it for me is exactly what I said a few minutes ago. I just am not sure that boycotting the process is going to change the process, number one. Number two, I think there's a responsibility in Romans 13 that God gives to rulers of a government. It's a command that God gives to the rulers to exercise their responsibility with justice because God has put them in command. God's put those rulers in command. And in a Republican form of government with a small r, that means that that power is invested in the people through the voting process. And so we are held accountable for the justice of our government. I just am not sure that not voting fits very well with what God requires us to do in Romans chapter 13. Now, having said that, I understand what Doug is talking about. There are many times when I have voted for candidates that I've thought, you know, this guy is a dud, but he's better than the other guy. And there are situations and circumstances in which I would say I'm not going to vote for this office, of course. I think that there are situations in which that would be the case. If Rudy Giuliani had run against Hillary Clinton this November, as some people thought would be the case, I would not have voted for either of them. I'm just not sure what I will do if I've got a pro-life candidate and a pro-choice candidate running together on the same ticket. I'm not sure. I'll tell you, I just don't know. What do you think? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. Let me know what you think about this. We've got John on the line. John, welcome to the Albert Mueller Program.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
Glad to.
You know, Dr. Moore, I probably wouldn't vote for Mr. Obama if you were on the ticket.
Okay. No, well, I don't think that's
whatsoever.
Likely, John.
too many compromise values there. But my question, though, as difficult as it is to vote for McCain, I don't think it would matter significantly if a Mormon were to run. But if McCain were to pick a pro-choice candidate, he would be saying that I'm willing to compromise and yoke with someone that does not have my values in order to get votes, and I think that does water down his position. My question for you is, Can our kind of guy, you know, the guys like two guys that you just had on the radio shortly or recently, can they even exist in the current political structure, knowing the degree of compromise that you have to be willing to deal with to accomplish anything in the political landscape?
Well, it depends on what you mean by exist. Both of these guys are not elected officials, of course. They're speaking to elected officials. But I think we've got some people in government who have conviction, who have some gut and fire about them. I just think they're rare. What do you think about the vice presidency? Give me a call, 877-893-8255. Is there a candidate that you say, you know, if this guy or this lady is the Veep, I'm out. I'm not voting for him. 877-893-8255. Let me know what you think. This is Russell Moore, sitting in for Albert Mueller, and this is the Albert Mueller Program. The last caller suggested that he wouldn't vote for Barack Obama if I were his running mate. And I just don't think that I'm going to be getting that telephone call anytime soon. This is Al Mohler's vice president, Russell Moore, reporting to you today from the Albert Mohler studios here while he's on vacation. And we're talking about the issue of the vice presidency. Will it matter to you? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. Is there a candidate that would excite you? Is there a candidate that would say, no way? 877-893-8255. And we have Jim, who's listening on XM Radio from Texas. Jim, welcome to the Albert Mueller Program.
Thank you for taking my call. I'll make a real quick statement. I'll drop off the line. I would vote for a vice president who is a Mormon only because of their values closely align those of the Christian view, whereas a Democrat is very, very liberal, and also a vote for a Republican is at least a vote not for a Democrat. If we do not vote at all, if we stand fast and not vote, that's just an extra vote for the Democrats and Obama. Thank you for taking my call. Have a blessed day.
All right. Well, thanks, Jim. I'm not sure that I agree with Jim completely, because there are all kinds of Republicans I would not vote for. And there are all kinds of Republicans who, I mean, Arnold Schwarzenegger, for instance. I wouldn't vote for Arnold Schwarzenegger in a minute. But a lot of people who have to make those kinds of decisions every year. I wonder, when we think about all of the discussion going on right now about the vice presidential candidate, at the end of the day, people are going to be voting on the basis of who the tops of the ticket are. That doesn't mean that the vice presidency is not important. Al Gore was really influential. Dick Cheney has been very influential. Whatever you think about those two men, and whoever's going to be right down the hall in the White House is going to be, as the old cliche says, a heartbeat away from the presidency. It's going to matter. I'm not sure it's going to matter enough to completely change the mix. And I do think that there might be some hard decisions that some of us are going to have to make when we look at these completed tickets in a few weeks. But I just don't think that not voting is going to be an option that I can very easily embrace. Again, I think that there's an accountability that comes to Caesar, comes to the powers that be, as Paul says in Romans chapter 13, and that accountability is not with the elected officials alone. It's with those who put them into office and those who hold them accountable in office. And I think what you and I need to be doing right now is also obeying not just Romans 13, 1 Timothy 2, and praying for those in authority and those who will be in authority, Barack Obama, John McCain, and whoever their vice presidential picks may be. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler. This is the Albert Mohler Program, and we'll be back tomorrow for Intelligent Christian Conversation.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to visit our website, www.albertmohler.com. You'll find archives of past shows and other important resources. You can also email your questions and comments. That's www.albertmohler.com. Be sure to join us next time for the Albert Mohler Program, your place for intelligent Christian conversation about the issues that matter.